Today on the School of Podcasting, we answer the question about adding a compressor to your mix. Do you need an insert jack for that? I'll explain if you do or don't. And we answer a question about recording Skype.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the program, this is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to producing to monetizing, because everything you need to launch a successful podcast is out at theschoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, I would love to hear from you. You can call in your comments courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. You can email me, Dave, at schoolofpodcasting.com. You can also click on the send voicemail button out at the website. It's over there on the right-hand side. Or just leave a comment out at our blog, which, of course, is at schoolofpodcasting.com. Got a couple quick questions for you today. And the first one comes from, and this is his name, Steve McQueen. And basically says that he has a Behringer 1202 and an Alesis 3630, which is a compressor and a Rode Podcaster, and I use a Tascam DR07. Now I believe the Rode Procaster is a great condenser microphone. It ranks up there with the Heil PR40 without being quite as expensive. And I believe that is the one that is non-USB. And basically what he's trying to figure out is what happens if your Behringer mixer, or whatever mixer you have, in his case, a Behringer, doesn't have what's called an insert jack. Now, we're going to get kind of geeky today with this. We're talking gear. Let me say right up front. Number one, you don't need a compressor to start a podcast. This is icing on the cake kind of stuff. Now, what is a compressor? It is basically things. If you have somebody who, occasionally talks like this, and then on occasion they talk like this, and they get really, really loud, a compressor makes the loud parts not as loud and the soft parts not as soft. It actually boosts them up a bit. Hence, it compresses things down. And what an insert jack is you have different channels in your podcast. So maybe you are in channel one and your co-host is in channel two, and then your other co-host is in channel three. And then each channel will have this thing called an insert. Now, what that is it basically kind of cuts in line of that channel. So let's just say it's your channel. And you get this special cord to use an insert jack that you plug one cord in. It has one plug that goes in, and then it separates out like a Y. And those two jacks, one is a send and one is a receive, and that goes into your compressor. Into the compressor where that signal gets compressed, and then it goes into the, sounds weird, the out cable that goes back into your mixer. So it goes out of your mixer, into the compressor, then back into the mixer, compressed. And his question is, what if your mixer doesn't have one of these insert jacks? Can you still use it? And the answer, quickly, is basically yes. It's called what you're talking about is what's called signal chain. And so, if you can kind of picture this, typically, if you have an insert jack, your microphone goes into the mixer, you plug the insert jack into an insert cable, which goes into the compressor, so your signal comes out of the mixer, goes into the compressor, comes out of the compressor, goes back into the mixer and out into your recorder, compressed. So that is if you have inserts. If you don't, then what you do, there are a couple things. You can either A, plug your microphone directly into the mixer, especially if it has a phantom power switch. Just go right into the microphone goes right into the compressor. Okay, let me rephrase. I think I said that wrong. The microphone goes right into the compressor. Out of the compressor goes into your channel, because that's where your microphone used to be. Goes into your channel, and then from there it's normal. So basically, you've added the microphone, and you instead of just going microphone mixer, you're now going microphone compressor into the mixer, out of the mixer, into your recorder or your computer, whatever you're recording on. Now the only downside of that is, and this is really, there is no right or wrong answer here. It all depends on what you think sounds better. That will only compress you. Now, if you have multiple hosts, then what you might want to do is plug everybody into the mixer, have the mixer, the output of the mixer, go into the compressor, and then the compressor go into your computer or your recorder. So you're kind of cutting it in line between the mixer, which is the output, and whatever you're recording into, your portable audio recorder or your computer. Now, the downside of that one is if you have multiple people talking, it and somebody's talking soft, it may not, it's trying to compress multiple things where typically a compressor is set up to record or compress, I guess you should say, to shape the sound of just one person at a time. But if you want to compress the whole thing, you could do that. So it really just depends on where you want to put it. You don't have to have an insert jack to actually use a compressor or to use whatever kind of effects loop you want. I tried to find some answers in terms of kind of, I guess it's impedance levels or audio output levels, I guess you could say, input-output levels, making sure everything was going to talk nicely to each other. Really couldn't find any definitive answer on that in terms of, does it really matter? So if we have any of those audio people that are really into audio and you are familiar with the big-time difference between using an insert jack and just going directly plugging a compressor into your signal chain, let us know. Always looking to hear from you. But my quick answer is no, you don't need one. I've done that before in the past. And as always, the best thing to do, plug it in, get your headphones on, listen to it with it, listen to it without it, and go, is that worth it? Because sometimes you'll buy things and you'll plug them in, and you go, you know, I think I kind of liked it without it before. So there is no real cut and dried answer on this. Like I said, I've done both. And right now I'm recording with no compressor. I actually add my compression in my software, which is the other thing why you don't need those. A lot of these you can do with software. Next up, we have a question from Tina. Tina, we talked to her a couple weeks ago about doing her homeschool podcast, and she's trying to record a Skype conversation. Now, she's using a program called Pamela, and it sounds like it was all hooked up. And for whatever reason, when she did a test call, it worked. When she called her actual host, they tried to record, but it was basically saying there was no active call. And she said, do you know anything about Pamela? And I said, I know this. I know I've tried to use that program twice, and I've never been able to get it to work. I know there are other people who have great success with it. But for me personally, on a PC, can't get it to do what I want it to do. I use a program as a backup, by the way. I record into a portable recorder. And I've actually got a YouTube video that explains how I do that when I'm doing Skype calls. But I do that. I basically plug a cable out of the headphone jack into the line into my portable recorder, then plug my headphones into that, hit record. And whatever I hear is whatever I'm recording. And then I use Skype to adjust the volume levels or my mixer, because my mixer is going into my my input of my computer as well. So that is one way to record Skype. But the other one that I use as a backup, and I've used a number of software programs to record Skype, always as a backup, and the one I use is PowerGramo, powergramo.com, or you can go to schoolpodcasting.com/PowerGramo. That will work as well. And I explained that to her. She went over, downloaded it. She tried it with her co-host and works fine. So there you go. If you're having problems with Pamela, if you are on a Mac, I believe the program is called Total Recorder. This is the software package that you can use to record a Skype call. All right, next up, just want to remind you that I am going to be speaking at BlogWorld. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/BlogWorld, that'll take you over. This is in New York City in June. And I do want to throw this out to you, especially you New York people. So if you're across the pond, this may not apply, and feel free to fast forward. But I'm looking basically for a roommate to split the cost of a hotel room. Or if you're somebody who lives in New York City, my plan is to drive there from Ohio. It's not that far from Ohio to drive to New York City. To drive there, find a hotel that has parking, and then drive to the convention center and assume they would have parking as well. Or my original plan was to drive to the hotel that has a shuttle to the location of the expo. Those really close hotels are very expensive. And so I'm either looking for somebody to split the cost Or if you have knowledge of New York City and you just like, look, Dave, just stay, you know, another 10 minutes out and then drive in, take the subway in, whatever it is. I am New York City illiterate, never been there, but trying to catch some of the costs of the expo. And so if you're looking for a roommate, let me know, because I want to get this. It's coming up in June. Want to get all my details ironed out and get that set up. If you're going to Blog World, now you should be doing what I'm doing, which is ordering new business cards, making plans of how you're going to promote yourself, how you're going to not so much promote yourself, but network. Be sure you're ready to network with people and make new connections. So that is going to do it. I realize it's kind of a short show today. The reason for that, I just got back in town. I've been in Texas all week. And to make a long story short, I feel like caca poo-poo. I am a zombie. I have to take Dramamine, even the non-drowsy formula, to fly. Otherwise, I get ill. And I'm a zombie right now. And I don't feel well. And so thank you so much. Again, what did we talk about today? Well, we talked about the fact that if you're going to be adding any kind of outboard gear, whether it's a noise gate, a compressor, things like that, you don't have to have an insert jack on your mixer. Now, again, if you have a difference of opinion on that, I would love to hear it. And we also talked about recording Skype. I said the easiest way, if you have a portable recorder, you can just take what's coming out of the headphone jack and send that right into your portable recorder. Or if you're looking for a software program, I recommend PowerGramo, but I only recommend it as a backup because I have had – now, I've never had PowerGramo crash on me. I've had other things crash on me, but typically I don't like having only the Skype version. But I realize in some cases with some budgets, that's the only one you have. So thanks for tuning in. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. I will see you next week with another episode. A little less queasy next week, I believe. And I appreciate you tuning in. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Follow me on Twitter. It's @learntopodcast. You can also find us on Facebook. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/Facebook. And everything is out at our website, along with everything you need to launch a successful podcast. Just go out to schoolofpodcasting.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you again real soon. Until then, class is dismissed, and God bless.